O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. I bind unto myself today the strong name of the Trinity, by invocation of the same, the three in one, and one in three, of whom all nature hath creation, eternal Father, Spirit, Word, praise to the Lord of my salvation. Salvation is of Christ the Lord. Psalm 65. Be joyful in God, all the earth. Praise is due to you, O God, in Zion. To you that answer prayer shall vows be paid. To you shall all flesh come to confess their sins. When our misdeeds prevail against us, you will purge them away. Happy are they whom you choose and draw to your courts to dwell there. We shall be satisfied with the blessings of your house, even of your holy temple. With wonders you will answer us in your righteousness, O God of our salvation. O hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas. In your strength you set fast the mountains and are girded about with might. You still the raging of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the clamor of the peoples. Those who dwell at the ends of the earth tremble at your marvels. The gates of the morning and evening sing your praise. You visit the earth and water it. You make it very plenteous. The river of God is full of water. You prepare grain for your people, for so you provide for the earth. You drench the furrows and smooth out the ridges. You soften the ground with showers and bless its increase. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths overflow with plenty. May the pastures of the wilderness flow with goodness, and the hills be girded with joy. May the meadows be clothed with flocks of sheep, and the valleys stand so thick with corn that they shall laugh and sing. Be joyful in God, all the earth. Let us pray. May the richness of your creation, Lord, and the mystery of your providence lead us to that heavenly city where all peoples will bring their wealth, forsake their sins, and find their true joy. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be a healing for your flesh and a refreshment for your body. Honour the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. My child, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of his reproof, for the Lord reproves the one he loves, as a father the son in whom he delights.
Jesus said, I am the true vine. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit. In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. For all who work in the media and the arts, giving thanks for human creativity and inspiration, let us pray to the Father. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. for those who work in farming and fishing, giving thanks for the food we eat and for those who have produced and supplied it. Let us pray to the Father. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For all who work in commerce and industry, for the flourishing of individuals and organizations, for prosperity with integrity, let us pray to the Father. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For those whose work is unfulfilling, stressful or fraught with danger, for protection from danger and from anxiety, let us pray to the Father. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For all who are unemployed, that they may find hope for the future and practical and emotional support in the present, let us pray to the Father. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
In a moment of silence, let us commend ourselves and all for whom we have prayed to the mercy and protection of God. Eternal light, shine into our hearts. Eternal goodness, deliver us from evil. Eternal power, be our support. Eternal wisdom, scatter the darkness of our ignorance. Eternal pity, have mercy upon us, that with all our heart and mind and soul and strength, we may seek your face and be brought by your infinite mercy to your holy presence. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May God bless the work of our hands. Amen. Amen.